Our gospel reading tonight comes from the Gospel of John, the 13th chapter, verses 1 through 17 and 31b through 35. It begins, "Before the festival of Passover, Jesus knew that his time had come to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them fully. Jesus and his disciples were sharing the evening meal. The devil had already provoked Judas, Simon Iscariot's son, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew the Father had given everything into his hands and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the table and took off his robes. Picking up a linen towel, he tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a wash basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he was wearing. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, 'Lord, are you going to wash my feet?' Jesus replied, 'You don't understand what I'm doing now, but you will understand later.' 'No,' Peter said, 'you'll never wash my feet.' Jesus replied, 'Unless I wash you, you won't have a place with me.' Simon Peter said, 'Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head.' Jesus responded, 'Those who have bathed need only to have their feet washed, because they are completely clean. You disciples are clean, but not every one of you.' He knew who betrayed him. That's why he said, 'Not every one of you is clean.' After he washed the disciples' feet, he put on his robes and returned to his place at the table. He said to them, 'Do you know what I've done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you speak correctly because I am. If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you too must wash each other's feet. I have given you an example. Just as I have done, you also must do. I assure you, servants aren't greater than their master, nor are those who are sent greater than the one who sent them. Since you know these things, you will be happy if you do them.' Jesus said, 'Now the human one has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify the human one in himself and will glorify him immediately. Little children, I am with you for a little while longer. You will look for me, but just as I told the Jewish leaders, I also tell you now, where I'm going, you can't come. I give you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you, so you also must love each other. This is how everyone will know that you are my disciples, when you love each other.'" Here ends the reading of the gospel. Let's take a moment in prayer, shall we? Gracious God, the commandment you give tonight is one that we try to live into as disciples. We push ourselves hard to not be greater than anyone or better than anyone, but just to be like you, a loving person and a caring person to all those around. You fed the hungry, you healed the sick. Allow us to see your good works through the works that we do here. In your humble kingdom. In your holy name we pray. Amen. In the context of our lives, one would think it wouldn't be that difficult. At the beginning of the Lenten season, we once again heard that we were all formed from the dust of the earth, and to that we will return. We come from the same Creator. What I'm saying is this, basically, each one of our bodies are pretty much the same. We all get sick. We all need food to survive. And yes, we all need to use the bathroom. There are times when we are lonely. We all have insecurities. We all have fears. And yes, we all sin. And if we get the chance of becoming old, God willing, the hard truth is this: we are going to die. It is one of the guarantees of life. And still, we have this difficult time accepting. We have this difficult time admitting, at the very least to ourselves, that we are no better than any other person. There was this teenage girl. She found out that she was going to need glasses. She cried all the way home from the eye doctor. And when her and her mother pulled into the driveway, she threw open the door on the car, ran into the house, upstairs to her room, and slammed the door, all while crying. The younger brother was sitting on the couch watching TV, and he watched it all take place. When their mother walked through the door, he asked, Why is my sister so upset? The mother said this, because she found out she needed glasses. And not just that, the mother also said this, she found out that she is not perfect. Let's think about that statement. When did you find out that you weren't perfect? When did you find out you needed Jesus? Tonight you heard me read from John's Gospel. And you also heard that it begins with this meal, and we have Jesus sitting at the table with his disciples. They're relaxing, enjoying the meal of pita bread dipped in hummus, smacking their lips in delight, and probably even licking their fingers. There is conversation. There is loud, explosive laughter. There is the sound of their clay cups clinking together. But there is something else on Jesus' mind. So he gets up from the table and he strips off his robes, wraps a towel around his waist, pours water into a basin, and begins washing the feet of his disciples. But there is a small problem. This action isn't for someone like Jesus, a teacher, a Lord. It is for the household servants. As he moves from one disciple to another, lovingly, delicately washing their calloused, dusty feet, Peter says something, objecting to Jesus' actions. But Jesus continues washing. When he finishes, he stands up and he puts his robe back on and joins them again at the table. And he asks this question, "Do you understand what I've just done for you?" And the table went silent. "I have set an example," he says. "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet," he said. You see, the disciples needed to have their feet washed. They couldn't afford a servant, so one of them had to do it. Since nobody else volunteered, Jesus made the choice to prove his point. Maybe the situation arose like in Luke's gospel, where they were arguing over who was the greatest. And for any one of them to volunteer, it would have made them look like they lost the argument. Or so they thought. So Jesus, he got up and he did it, shocking them all. But for Peter, he takes a bit of objection to the whole process, because foot washing, it is slave labor. But when Jesus finishes, here's what he says. "If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash another's feet." This line here is a great reminder for all of us that as followers in the 21st century, there are still times when we argue over who is the greatest. But let me remind you of something. We aren't here to lord our beliefs over one another. Rather, we are here to wash one another's feet. We aren't here to compete. Rather, we are here to serve. And I know that today is a day when we should try washing one another's feet, literally. I also know that it is awkward and embarrassing, and maybe if I did it, it would help. But even if I find this problem with it, I would have to have a second thought about it. But when I think about it, maybe the real problem is this, that we don't wash each other's feet enough. And because of that, we aren't good at it. And I'm not just saying foot washing here, but rather the countless acts of humble service that we can offer one another daily. There was a pastor who was at a conference. When he looked down at his shoe, he noticed it was untied. Before he could bend down and tie it, a friend of his dropped to his knee and tied it for him. The guy was embarrassed, just like Peter. But when his friend stood up, he continued the conversation like nothing happened. What an act of respect. And maybe that is why Jesus said to his disciples, "Don't be afraid to stoop down and offer the most humble service imaginable to one another. It is no more than that I have done for you." Paul writes this in Philippians, "My friends, look at Jesus Christ, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking that very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross." Friends, all this should humble us. What Jesus did tonight should show us that in this moment, Jesus, God, emptied himself. How many of us, mere mortals, are willing to do what Jesus did, empty ourselves? I know that many of us work hard. I know that many of us are stressed out. I know the energy we expend trying to make others think we are something great. And still, no matter how much we say we want to please God, the truth is this: we are just trying to please others. But in striving to have the same attitude of Christ, and in all of our prejudices, all our superior attitudes, they must fly back to hell where they came from. Friends, in this moment tonight, throughout his life, Christ did not discriminate. Christ did not swagger. What he did was this: he helped the poor and the rich. He helped the mighty and the small. He helped the strong and the weak. And he did it all in love. And he did it with equality. So tonight, let's look around the world and take it all in. The so-called great people, they're the ones who we serve. And look where it is, or they are the ones who are servers, and look where it's gotten us. But in God's kingdom, the great do the serving. Tonight, as we focus on what is ahead, let's think about this statement. How different is the attitude of Jesus from me? Because here's what Jesus tells us all. If I have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Then he goes a bit further saying this: if I have laid down my life for you, you also ought to lay down your lives for each other. I must say, this isn't his exact words, but this is. A new commandment I give you: love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. Then later in chapter 15, he says this, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend." The connection is there. And if there's anything you take with you tonight, let it be this. Love is laying down our lives for one another. Foot washing is one of those small things. Everyday acts of humble service is another. Both reveal who we are. And what is that? We are disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen.